It is called The Morning Pre-Flight. This is EA Radio. I'm Tommy.
I'm Jim.
And it's 7:33 on day three.
And we don't have to just sit here and prattle on for 15 minutes.
Thank God. Josh Bixler of Flight Test has come to save us. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, friends. How are you?
Good. Good to see you again.
Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely.
So you've got a day into the grounds already. And you know, you guys, you know, we try and capture a lot of AirVenture and package it up for people to be able to, you know, do and see later. Yeah. You have your own purposes, but I think at the end of the day, you wind up capturing a lot of what's happening here and putting that out for your viewers and members and consumers.
It's a real blessing. You get to actually take it in as a family and enjoy the event, but then also you got to bring a piece home with you to share with other people. And last night, I saw something I'd never seen before. They had the Waco, I believe, with the jetpack, and then the Yak, the twin Yak with the jet.
Twin Yak.
If there's everything, so cool. Anything in the spirit of Flight Test, it's when a Yak and a Waco with jets on them scramble it up. And what, I was just roaring, laughing. those guys had to have a smile bigger than their engines.
Oh, yeah. You know, overpowering aircraft is a long tradition with the AA.
Yeah, the one we keep talking about lately is Scrappy, the Cub.
Yes.
With the 600 horsepower motor on it. Yeah.
I believe, didn't he just start out like, I'm going to take a bunch of scrap parts and make a Cub. And in typical Mike Patey fashion, man, he doesn't stop there.
Just crazy. So, yeah. I love the mounts for the motorcycles under the wing, too, that he has. That's
because why not?
Bonkers.
Because why not?
Yeah, but you're right. It absolutely sounds like something Flight Test would try to do. So.
I was just like watching this, making episode ideas. Okay, that's getting turned into foam board.
Well, I've done that with the Tiny Trainer. I put two CPACs on a wing and tore the wing off.
Yeah.
So.
But you made a memory.
Exactly.
That's the important thing.
Exactly. So since we last talked on the air here, at least on this part of our show, you know, you were trying to build this idea of a permanent flying park in Ohio, and we had just, I think at this point, you know, 2 years ago, had just got to the point where you're able to raise enough funds to start that project. Where are we at?
Oh my goodness. I cannot believe, first of all, time has gone that fast. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's been 2 years.
You just gave me a deja vu moment here, and I just remember talking about that. It is alive and well. The vision is also growing. We have currently two huge runways. We have camping. We have a hobby shop, community area, build area, and pavilions and fire pits popped up like all over the place. It's been an incredible experience. We're actually running now events almost monthly through the flying season, and that's not just counting. That's our own internal events. That's not counting when people come in, like we'll have FPV Fest early August, and then we'll be backing that up with what we're calling Flying Circus. So absolutely amazing. The community has come together, and it's really, when they come there, they do really feel a sense of ownership and also a sense of home. And after our big event, Flight Fest, this year, we always have an open house telling people, if you want to come out and see the grounds, even spend a day on the grounds, please come out and enjoy them. We had people there till Tuesday, and the event ended on Sunday. And I was like, wow, how do you guys keep charging your batteries? absolutely incredible. So,
don't have to go home, folks, but you can't stay here.
Yep. Every Thursday night, if the weather's nice, we have new families and friends coming out. And then yours truly and a couple of amazing volunteers are training them for free. And we have a bunch of training planes. They look at me with a side eye when I'm like, don't bring anything. It doesn't cost anything. Just come out with your friends and family, and we'll train them all. And they're like, what's the catch? I'm like, you got to spend like 20 minutes with me. and then we train them. And then Friday nights, we say, hey, listen, you had a lot of fun. Come out again. We'll light up a bonfire. And this is really where the heart kind of comes into play. The aviation is a tool to us. And I don't mean to dismiss that in any way. I mean to hold that as a precious commodity. We use aviation to build that relationship, to build that friendship. And then we say, come out Friday. Let's fly some more. But also, let's have a bonfire. And we have this amazing group called the Flight Crew. And the Flight Crew is the group of people that are always kind of helping maintain the grounds. They volunteer their time. They trim branches. They climb trees to get planes out of them. They do all sorts of wonderful things.
Trim trees to get planes out of them.
So we have a special shirt at Edgewater, and it's No Plane Left Behind. We love trees. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful setting, a beautiful backdrop. But we put a lot of planes in trees. My son, Noah, he climbs his trees like they're nothing. And we even name them. Carl's currently on the hit list to be chopped down. So it's been a great experience. But lives are changing. And it's really cool because model aviation is the catalyst, is a bridge that can hold that weight of truth that we use.
Well, you talk about, you know, building the relationships and whatnot out there, and that's really what it's about.
Yeah.
You know, that's very much what Paul used to say. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, it was about the people you meet here. It's really the heart of what EA was founded on. So
110%, and I think that's one reason why this place is such an inspiration to me. Is you see it every foot you take. I'm running to have this radio, and I'm looking around like a little kid, and I'm forgetting. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to keep on walking. But just from one year to the next, that spark of innovation, that spark of energy, that just makes you want to do something, create something, but also tie in closer with your family is there.
We all become kids. I was standing on the deck Tuesday. Out on the announcer stand where you were with Rick Larson, one of the VPs from EA of chapters and community. Yeah. And we were out there, you know, getting ready for his show and his segment, and suddenly three Mustangs just go zipping by. And we stopped and just stared like little kids and were lost in the magic of it for a moment. And both turned to each other and simultaneously said, "That never gets old."
No, it doesn't. And it's crazy when you hear, you know, you camp under these planes and you look up and you see them. It's like, where am I? You know, where in the world can you experience this? Not just for a brief 1 hour session, but an amazing air show that seems like it goes on for 3 hours. And then after that, you see the formations in the morning and the practices over off by Fond du Lac. It's incredible.
It is.
So, the vision, the long-term vision for the air park included things like making a small grass strip for, you know, potential light sport use.
General
and
aviation.
Yeah. Is that still kind of in the outside works?
So I hope there's no one that hates people cutting down trees because I just dropped 20 of them. We have a lot more trees. Don't worry. There's a lot of trees on this property. But that actually has started too. And our good friend Corey Robbins actually was the one this time last year. He actually came in and landed for the first time. He's the first plane on Edgewater grounds. He
That's
was
cool.
passing through and he landed and we set up a fairway for him and like this goodness, like, yeah. And he landed and popped out. Next thing you know, we're over at the model runway flying models. It's like, okay, I better go. So we're clearing out a section. It's going to be more for model aviation, or I'm sorry, ultralight stall.
Mm-hmm, sure.
It'll be a short field. I have a little Aerolite 103 I'll be able to take out there, you know, with my eyes closed. My Ronca 7AC, no.
Come on.
Yeah. Okay.
Challenge you, thrown out.
Let's get some vortex generators on there and 100 horse. We're good to go. But I guess if you made me, we could do it. But yeah, there will be a runway in there. It'll be multi-purpose. It'll be one day, it'll be for paramotor training, and then the next time it'll be set aside for maybe a balloon liftoff. Mm-hmm. So everything about the grounds is truly multi-purpose. And
it was formerly a golf course, if I remember. At
it
least.
Is.
So you got to have some fairways to work with.
Fairways are such great runways. It's amazing. I think I hear a lot of pilots whenever they have engine trouble, like, I landed at a fairway.
I remember that from the bit of training that I did is, you know, look for a golf course. You can't find a good flat, straight, or, you know, set of roads. So.
Here's how it worked out really good is Diane, the previous owner, she's actually employed by my wife and I. She still runs the remaining of the grounds as a golf course. And then when we have something big enough to need it, we shut down the golf. And then we have that event. And then we resume the golf. And that helps maintain the grounds. But it's really incredible to see how you can run two different models and then they can feed off of each other. We just condition the golf course to, basically accept model aviation when it's needed. And the golfers love it because, you know, I'll chop down a tree and they'll be like, I hated that tree. It ruined my par every time. And so it works out really good. But the vision goes a little bit deeper. Now with all the regulations, with the need of establishing FREAs, and that stands for Federally Recognized Identification Areas, we have to really get a sense of organization, and we've been working on that the past 2 years. Now what we're doing is we would like to get these FT groups or FTCA groups established all over the country, and that could be a group that's established in a hobby shop, in a church basement, in a school, and of course a model flying area. Once we get that, we'd like to see something like Edgewater be established all over the country, and our amazing communities are already stepping up, and they're like, hey, listen, I have a park or I have a landfill that's willing to give me this land. I just need to meet these requirements. So now what we're doing with the Flight Test Community Association is we're helping them to meet that because we don't want to wait till there's a legal requirement to have a FREA. We want to be 2 years ahead of the ball because it's too late if you wait.
We only have 2 minutes. I don't know if we can
jabbler.
Fit this into it.
We could do it tomorrow, too, if you're open to it.
I am open to it, and we might
absolutely.
Dive more into the FTCA and that.
Yeah.
But we briefly had a discussion on advocacy, and Flight Test has become this group that has the power of people. And some of those people have turned to flight tests and said, can you stand up for our ability to do these things? And you don't need to get too deep into it at this point, but you know, do you see flight test as a organization, as a company that has some ability to and some responsibility to stand up and be an advocate?
Oh, beautiful question. The answer is yes to all the above. God's blessed us with this amazing community, amazing talent. These people want to give and pay forward and also stand for it. They've also equipped us to be able to go to Washington to communicate an amazing, powerful message. And that is definitely something we want to unpack next time I get the honor of talking with you guys. Mm-hmm. But the answer is yeah. And we're going to work very hard. Aviation, model aviation, all the way up through general aviations and professions around aviation are so near and dear to me. We got to protect that. And what people don't realize is when you don't take care of model aviation, that is the gateway to all of this. That's something the whole family can do today and keep that spark alive. So we got to protect that, not just for what we consider a hobby, but what we consider for the future of flight.
Very good. We've been joined by Josh Bixler of Flight Test, and I have a hunch we're going to be hearing him a couple times throughout the week here.
I love
this
you guys.
Time
slot.
We have literally just scratched the surface on so many of these things, and we're going to have to follow up on a lot of that.
Okay.
This is the Morning Pre-Flight here on EA Radio.